This is episode number 2634 of the Who Cares News for Friday, March 29th, 2024. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Remember Abby and Brittany Hensel? They're the conjoined twins?
Yeah.
They're two separate people.
Right. I've seen pictures.
But they
of
share
them.
A torso, a bloodstream, and all organs below the waist.
One set of organs, right? Yeah. It's like a head and a shoulder.
So Abby controls the right arm and leg.
Right, right. Oh, and the leg too. Okay.
Yep, and Brittany controls the left.
Right, gotcha.
The medical term for their condition is diencephalous conjoined twins.
Okay, all right.
It turns out that Abby is married.
Oh? Did the world know about this?
Don't know.
Did Brittany know about it?
She got hitched to an Army vet named Josh Bowling back in 2021.
Yeah.
So there's video from their wedding that shows Josh dancing with both of them, which is, you know,
well, yeah, he has to.
But he's only kissing Abby.
Man, that opens up a whole visual in my head. I don't want to go there.
Abby and Brittany are 34, currently work at the as fifth grade teachers in their home state of Minnesota. In a 2006 documentary, they talked about having kids one day, and at the time, their mother said the appropriate organs do work.
Okay. So, Here's the deal. Only the one is married.
Yes.
So, does Brittany, like, put on blindfolds when they're, you know, having marital affairs, or what does she do?
She's probably over there, let's see.
Is she got her head turned and going like, yeah, yeah.
With the one hand, like.
Wait a minute.
She's probably rolling her eyes
and going,
oh, my husband, make it stop.
Yeah, but they've got to be used to it by now.
Well, of course, they've got to be used to it, yes.
Yeah.
I think it would have been kind of strange for the groom to get past the fact that somebody was listening and watching.
Well, I admire
it
him.
It changes the whole
I got it. Right. Thruple. I admire him for, marrying the left side. And also
left, twix, right,
twix. Teachers. You know, in a classroom, that's introducing kids to something that you're not likely to see very much. But
you're not likely to see very much. And the interesting thing is they both are very independent, self-thinking.
Yeah, sure. Oh, of course they
people.
Are.
Well,
yeah,
so
yeah,
it's,
right.
You have two. Right. Do they get two salaries?
Here's the other question. Oh, and then there's the other question. Probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah. But here's the other question. Is one of them darker than the other one? Is one the good girl and one the bad girl?
Oh, I see.
See,
what
devil
you're
and
saying.
Angel
yeah.
thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, my head goes a lot of places here, but
it's fascinating.
It is fascinating. And obviously they are mobile, right? They're ambulatory, so it's not anybody's got to push them around or anything.
They've led a very full and very normal
life.
Yeah.
And we want.
I say good on them.
Yeah, good on them, and good on the husband who's willing to put up with whatever.
Right.
I mean, I get it. You know, that's difficult.
But isn't that interesting how their personalities are so different in the same
In the same body. Yeah.
Same-ish body.
Yeah. It's interesting. Wow. I mean, it's like being a twin and not being able to get away from your twin, and then yet you have half of their body. Yeah,
right.
It's kind of crazy. I mean, what side of the bed do you sleep on? I mean, really? If one wants to sleep on that side of the bed, one wants to sleep on the other side, I don't know.
You take turns.
Grasping at straws is what it's
called.
You
take turns. Jennifer Aniston and Sandra Bullock were seen leaving a prestigious plastic surgery retreat in Connecticut.
No.
Together on Wednesday.
I knew it. So, okay. I mean, watching a lot of Friends these days since Maddie died, and comparing that with the woman who's on the morning show with Reese Witherspoon, they don't look like the same person. I know it's been 30 years. I get it. But I think Jen's had some work.
You think?
And I know for sure that Sandra's had work.
Well, Sandra's never made any bones about it.
She hasn't
had a lot.
Well, neither has Jen. But she's had a little.
No, but Jennifer Aniston's mouth is wider than it used to be.
Yeah, it is. It's different.
And it's not attractive.
And her eyes are different.
Yeah.
Her eyes are different. Don't overdo it, ladies. You end up looking like Meg Ryan if you do. And then it takes you till 90 to look bright again like Cher. It took her 90 years.
That's true, because she had a bad one there for a while.
Oh, she was horrible for about 20 years. Yeah.
Meg Ryan is better now than she used to be.
It seems like either they figure out where they're supposed to inject the stuff, or it just kind of softens as they get older. I don't know what it is. But like Joan Rivers looked horrible. The last 30 years of her life, it was like, oh my God. I don't know what you want to say.
The facility is known that they were there. Uh-huh. Well, actually, they were also there with, I mean, Jason Bateman's wife, Amanda Anka.
Oh, you might as well make it a party.
Sure.
You know?
Why not? Facility is known for all the lifts, the uppers,
all the lifts,
the lowers, the brows, the eyes,
the butts, and the boobs.
And probably the other pretty parts there. Surgeon they were seeing, though, specializes in facial rejuvenations.
Ah.
Rhinoplasty and injectables like Botox.
Right. So, they probably didn't get a lot of work done. You know, a little here, a little there.
So, could this be their real secret to aging gracefully?
They were leaving or they were going?
They were seen leaving.
See, when they're leaving...
It was a retreat.
Oh, it was a retreat. Okay, so maybe just a little injectables and it would show up later. Because if they had... They obviously didn't have surgery. Well, rhinoplasty is a surgery.
So Jennifer previously said she's not a fan of injectables and that cosmetic stuff looks ridiculous on her.
Nah.
But that was 2015.
Yeah, that was a while back.
That was when she still looked fine.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you start looking in the mirror and saying,
Her face looks tight in the morning show.
Yeah.
And I get it. We all age. Have I looked in the mirror lately? No. It scares the crap out of me. I can brush my teeth without looking at myself. Pretty good. I've had all the mirrors removed in my house. You'd think I was a vampire. Anyway, the deal is that, we see these people through this lens that when they do stuff on television and movies, we see them 30 years later thinking they're supposed to look the same. And they don't, but none of us do. So I get that. But then, I don't know.
So Sandra was accused of having cosmetic surgery in 2018, but she blamed her puffy face on allergies.
Puffy face.
Yeah.
Oh, I know when I have allergies, I'm a puffy face. Never. Never.
Well, you can't. If you had some, some soy sauce the night before.
Soy sauce. There you go.
Lots of sodium.
You're like, oh, man, I'm a little bloated today. Sorry. Don't look at my face. It's bloated.
Yeah, well, back then, we still love Sandra Bullock, and we still love
Of course, we love all of them.
So we'll still give her a pass.
Yeah, we'll give them all a pass. I mean, they got to do something, you know? I mean, they're not all going to look like Meryl Streep when they get older. I'm just saying.
So I think that they should bring me into the fold.
Oh, you want to be part of the plan retreat. I will say this. Lisa Kudrow has not had work. And you can tell. But Courtney Cox has. And it's not good. Courtney Cox doesn't look good.
No, her mouth got wider, too.
Oh, man. Everything on her face got weird.
Yeah. It's strange.
You know, we go back to this, but Halle Berry looks great.
She does.
She doesn't look like she did when she was 20. I don't think she's had any work.
Just her hair.
But, well, yeah. But you know what? She's Halle. Happy Easter, everybody. More Who Cares on... April Fool's Day, Monday. You'll want to be here for that.
Do I have to be here?
Yeah, you do.
Damn, go ahead.
Happy Easter. See you next week. And
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.